Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 John, the 5th chapter. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Apostle John's first epistle preaches faith and love, which is what we wish to preach also. This is how St. Paul described the task of preacher to Timothy. The aim of our charge is love, which issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and an unhypocritical faith. That passage troubled me for a long time, and I didn't want to become a pastor because of it. Because I didn't think that love should be the goal. I thought Jesus should be the goal, and faith in him should be our aim. I was afraid that Paul meant that Christ and faith in him was all just a means to a different end of becoming nice, becoming a loving person toward others. And I also got that impression sometimes when I read this epistle from John. But this is such an immature way of thinking. This is like thinking what matters is the ends, not the means. This is the thinking that says, the money is what matters, not the work that earned it. So I'm going to focus my attention on the money, as if it were truly possible to get easy money without the work. This is the shallow, results-oriented thinking that praises the win while throwing out all of the plans and the iterations and the effort that produced it, and which in the next moment tilts out at losing instead of taking any self-examination of what led to it, or maybe looking for some kind of a solution. All of that kind of thinking is deadly for productivity and improvement. The wise will recognize that. And the Christian faith, of course, is so much better and deeper and unique from that wisdom, the wisdom that engineers or gamers can share with us, of course. But sin's corruption still hinders and threatens all of it throughout our whole life. We wish to grow. We want to be mature. If we want to do that, we want to kill this incompetence, this dysfunction, this dumb think that clings so closely. The wise at their height come to see that recognizing that is actually the highest achievement, knowing that you're ignorant. Acting accordingly, caring about the process of learning, maybe even more than that fickle praise of being called learned. Actually, it is hubris whenever we imagine that we are the only real adults in the room in front of others. But it is the very devil's pride to act this way and to think this way before God, spiritually immature, arrogant, in your sin. So with a mix of kind fatherliness and a little bit of gentle insult, John, also our Lord Jesus himself, so frequently calls us children. And it's still true, even as the frequent maturity in this workplace full of grown men and women is remarkably like that of a high school still. But a good father disciplines, and he does it with purpose, and he chastens with forbearance, And he is kind even behind his strictness. He loves his children and he does not hate them for their immaturity. He deeply wants them to grow. He gives attention not only to the outcome, but of course, to the childhood of this child. Now, our Father is like our fathers, as Hebrews says, in many of these ways, in many of the ideals that we set for ourselves. He is unlike fathers in that God is not still maturing himself and beating back the corrupting influence of sin as you and I always are. We discipline, or maybe I should say we manage as seems best to us. And if we're fortunate, our children and our employees will respect us for all of our suboptimal management to a non-zero degree. Even with sinful and weak humans, we sometimes can believe that they have our growth, that they have our success even, and improvement in mind. If it weren't so, who would put up with any discipline or any discomfort along the way at all? This is why the scriptures can say that the aim of God's charge is love that issues from a pure heart and from a good conscience and from an unhypocritical faith, and say that the love of God is that we keep his commandments. And it can say these things without turning Christ and faith in him into a mere means to an end. Those who mature in Christ's love, as the beloved Apostle John did himself, learn this deeply over their lifetime. God grant to each of us such divine wisdom also. So then, for the immature, here is how today's scriptures map onto that charge for preachers, that aim for their hearers, that way of life that others call Christianity. A sincere, unhypocritical faith is to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the incarnate God. It will not do to say Christ is King if he lives only in your lore, because he is overcome by his death. The wrath that hangs over every dumb think and dumb do and every salty dumb feel that you have. He absolves the dirtiness from dirty people. And he overcomes the doom spiral of death by his real resurrection. None of these happen unless God puts his own skin in the game, putting his own into skin. And then if you believe this, if you are not only a servant and a subject of the King, but if you are a son of the Father, then he releases you. He gives you a good conscience. Where else will you find that? This then is how your faith, even your faith, can overcome the world and do it without resorting to duplicitous hypocrisy and all the other ways everyone is trying to conquer the world. Your faith overcomes the world when it is placed in this true and real victor, who prevails when he judges you, and more, who forgives, and then who says to you, "Arise, my son." And now the logic. You'll like this. If you're born of God and you love God, can you despise the others who are born of him? Can you despise yourself anymore? You have said that you love and you acknowledge his son, Christ the King. Do you acknowledge and love also that king's brothers, of whom you are one? You have learned that salvation now is not found in hating yourself, though it is through the iteration of the wisdom that will confess yourself and prize the victory of him who overcame. Just as foolishly then as you would remain a hater of your brothers, don't be a fool. Do not stop growing up. Because you will learn how and in what way from those very same commandments that have told you to stop it, just as we heard yesterday. But you, dear children, maturing children, growing children in Christ, you have become a human again. Since we're speaking about commandments that are not burdensome, I will dare to say it. You are unburdened by what has been, but you are also unburdened by what probably will be, by what definitely will and has. And that is the victory in Christ Jesus. Are the words of him who frees you a prison to you? Of course not. Your brother and your king does not lay burden, but the christening sword of sainthood upon your shoulder. And he says, arise. He says, grow up into me. Grow up into Christ your head. Grow up into the stature of your big brother, even into mature manhood, as Paul writes. Of course, with men, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. It is even possible that you would grow into love. And then when the world melts away, who will have overcome it? You will have overcome it. You are the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.